You are currently listening to the free version of The News Show. For more of the best in tech and our expanded edition of The News Show, plus the end finally for the day, please consider being a Patreon supporter for as little as $1 per month. Head to patreon.com/BTN News today. And thank you so much for your support. It's Monday, news listeners. Time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the last day of the month. Yes, indeed. The 31st of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the weekend. We got it for you like we always do in less than 5 minutes. Well, it looks like things are definitely going the X way. Because we can't call tweets anymore, apparently. We all know pretty much the death of Twitter happened last week. Now it's X. So with that being said, tweets now, they're called posts. How boring is that? Although we don't know if this is going to stick yet. Over the weekend, the tweet button actually changed to post. Pretty much showing that anything left of that little blue bird is going to be squashed. Yep, definitely everything that had to do with the previous Twitter seems to be going away. Heck, even last week they took down the headquarters sign and replaced it with a big, giant X. Pretty much since Elon has taken over the platform, microblog, well, it's pretty much a thing of the past. 140 characters, and completely free, has went up to pay up and get up to 4,000 characters. Now this post icon, yeah, it's disappeared, but more than likely it's going to be returning. So it's best we start getting it through our head now, better than later. We ain't tweeting anymore, we're posting. Hey, Call of Duty players, you might have been hacked. Yes, hackers are apparently infecting players on an old Call of Duty game. And they're doing it with a little bitty worm. Now, believe this or not, this has been going on for over a month. We're just really hearing about it now. That's when actually a user on Steam alerted other players of Call of Duty, the Modern Warfare 2, that hackers are attacking using hacked lobbies. And the alerter suggested that people, you better start running an antivirus. Now, other players have claimed that they've analyzed the malware that they wrote back in the same thread. That's how we pretty much found out it was a worm. And because of this, Activision, well, they're pretty much on board now. Well, in a vaguely way, because they've only acknowledged, yes, there is this malware out there, but they really haven't gone into any more details. Now, why would the hackers be doing this and spreading this around? Well, the worm definitely is spreading through online lobbies automatically from infected players to another, meaning the hackers have found and are exploiting one or multiple bugs, and doing this within the game is executed malicious code on other players' computers. So yeah, this worm, malware, whatever you want to call it, is just like any other. It gets on one system, jumps to another, and another, and another, and somewhere on the dark web right now, somebody's going, hehehe.